Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, a new study finds 10 weeks after drivers pass their driving test, new drivers finally become what?
I have a new driver.
You do?
Yeah, my daughter's just starting to drive.
When did she get her driver's license?
This month. Yeah, I was going to say maybe at that time they will become more agreeable.
No, that's not it.
Can I have a hint?
Well, it takes a while to forget all that stuff that you had to remember to pass the test.
A bad driver?
Yes, it takes 10 weeks to become a completely terrible driver.
Well,
The 10 weeks, according to surveys, what they did was they asked people who've been driving for 10 weeks, are you still doing this, that, the other thing? And it turns out most of them had stopped, you know, using turn signals or make...
So for like 10 weeks before they get their license, they're horrible.
Yeah.
And then 10 weeks after, they're bad. So you have this one little blip.
Yeah, of good driving habits. They forget it all. Yeah. The general progression is for 4 weeks after getting your license, you're hyper alert to the rules of the road. And then for 4 weeks, you're more comfortable. So you become less mindful. And 2 weeks after that, you're like, I can totally eat a whole McDonald's meal while I do this.
I was in a parking lot one time and I got in a wreck with this young girl. And she jumped out of her car and she said, I don't know what the rule is, but I know it wasn't my fault.
You gotta admire her confidence.
Yeah. She's soon to be a Supreme Court justice for the United States.
Paula, one of Canada's biggest music festivals, drawing over 300,000 fans, was supposed to start July 5th in Ottawa, but it may be delayed after what happened on the festival grounds.
I think there were like a kind of bird.
Yes.
That had a nest.
That's exactly right. A bird made its nest and laid eggs right in the middle of the festival grounds.
Yeah.
It turns out that the killdeer species of bird does not know how much outdoor music festivals suck because it laid its four eggs right in the middle of the Ottawa Blues Fest grounds. The problem is the killdeer is a protected species and you cannot move its nest or disturb it without permission from the federal government.
The story hasn't played itself out yet, though.
No.
It's not that they won't get permission from the Canadian government to move the bird.
Well, this is actually what they're doing, and I love this, because the problem is, just move the nest. Well, if you do that, the bird won't be able to find the nest again. And they also have to be careful, because if humans come near, it might get scared away. So this is what they do, and this is true. The bird flies away to get food. They sneak up, they pick up the nest, they move it like 3 feet toward the edge of the field, and then they run away. And the bird comes back and finds the nest and sits there, and they do it again, right?
They're gaslighting a bird?
Basically, yeah. So they're getting the bird off the field without disturbing the young and driving the mother bird insane.
Yeah, this is a horrible.
The mother bird's coming back, it's like, I knew it was there. I knew it.
Horrible story.
Nagin, after her husband was mistaken for another inmate and released from prison early, a woman in Colorado celebrated by doing what?
Throwing a big party with a pinata.
No.
Her husband was released.
Released by mistake.
He says,
I'm home. They let me out by accident. And she...
divorced him.
No.
Immediately put on sexy clothes. She baked a beautiful souffle because that was his favorite.
No, I guess he was used to living alone.
She found him a nice one-bedroom apartment?
Oh. No, she found him a bed, but it's the one he used to have.
And she put it in the yard? Communications between you and I today.
I don't know what it is, Nagin. We're just not connected.
I just don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah. He gets out of prison. He goes home. He says, honey, I'm home. I just got out of prison. And she says, great, and does what?
Turns her house into a prison.
She takes out the handcuffs.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me?
Actually, I'm just going to say it. She drove him back to jail herself. Prison officials say that guards accidentally released James Reinerson after confusing him for his cellmate. Shocked at his luck, he immediately drove home to tell his wife the good news. She responded by getting in the car and driving him right back to prison. He's now expected to serve 2 years for criminal impersonation, disorderly conduct, and forgery, crimes that clearly pale in comparison to whatever he did to piss off his wife.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging.